Welcome to Native America Calling. From Studio 869 in Isleta Pueblo, I'm Tara Gatewood. Today you'll meet the indigenous musicians that make up the duo Twin Flames. Here's some of their sound. This is one of Twin Flames' creations off of their new album, Omen. Today on our June Music Maker, we'll hear how they became a team and why they're using their gift of music to inspire others. Stay tuned, we go live right after National Native News.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. There's another grim discovery of children's remains linked to a former residential school in Canada, this time in the province of Saskatchewan. A Native organization says there are hundreds of burial sites near the former school. This follows the discovery of remains last month in British Columbia. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
The Cowessess First Nation in Saskatchewan received federal grant money to work with an underground radar detection team from Saskatchewan Polytechnic. That work was to have started nearly 2 years ago, but was sidelined because of the coronavirus pandemic. Leaders of the Cowessess First Nation say they've found hundreds of unmarked burial sites near the former Maryvale Indian Residential School. In a statement, the Federation of Sovereign Indian Nations says the number of unmarked graves will be the most significantly substantial to date in Canada. The Maryvale Residential School was run by the Roman Catholic Church from 1899 to 1981. It was demolished in 1999 and replaced with a day school. Nigan James St. Clair is an associate professor of Native Studies at the University of Manitoba.
This is just a long time in coming in which communities have been seeking to find out where their children are. And every Indigenous community in this country has a story of lost children, has a story of children who went to the schools and never came home.
The Cowessess First Nation is expected to provide more details about the discovery today. The news comes just a month after the remains of 215 children were discovered at a former residential school in Kamloops, British Columbia. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
In the U.S., an investigation of Indian boarding schools launched this week by Secretary of the Department of the Interior Deb Haaland will include working closely with tribes. Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs Brian Newland says it's important to shed light on what happened at federal boarding schools.
We are going to engage in tribal consultation on how best to use this information, protect burial sites, and respect families and communities. It's going to take us some time and it will be difficult. But as Secretary Haaland said, it is our responsibility.
The Federal Indian Boarding School Initiative will seek to identify boarding school facilities and sites, locate burial grounds, and identify the tribal affiliations of children. During the pandemic, the four Peck tribes in Montana finalized plans for a new wellness center. They hope to close healthcare disparities. Yellowstone Public Radio and Report for America's Taylor Stagner has more.
News of the Four Peck's new wellness center comes as tribal governments nationwide reckon with unaddressed health issues from the COVID-19 pandemic. Kenny Smoker is the director of the Health Promotion and Disease Prevention Program for the tribes. He says he hopes that the new wellness center addresses many interlocking issues that contribute to the shorter lifespan for natives on the Four Peck Reservation.
And if you look in the obituaries on a daily basis, which I do, the numbers are always very low. I mean, the ages, you know, and that's what we're trying to make a difference in. Nothing else. Giving our people that opportunity to extend life.
The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services found non-natives are expected to live almost 20 years more than natives. Jackie Weeks is on the Economic Development Committee for the Fort Peck Tribes. The new $23 million project got a little assistance from the CARES Act.
So about $1 million in CARES fund went in. Just specifically for those items that contribute to assisting with the pandemic.
The Wellness Center will have medical, dental, mental, and cultural services, plus dance classes and other cultural programming. The new Wellness Center is slated to be complete by the end of 2021. For National Native News, I'm Taylor Stagner.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
Now, National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for nearly 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com. This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
This is Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood, joining you live from my homelands of Sherwood-Tui. Music can help open the mind. It can also heal, and it can connect you to the land. These are all concepts that inspire and float through the music and lyrics of the husband and wife duo Twin Flames. Today we'll visit with them about their latest album, Omen, which is a new chapter in the sounds that they've been putting out for years. With song stories, they take on heavy issues like mental health and addiction. And as you hear the music of survival, we hope you will dial in and add your voice to our June Music Maker. The band is also providing 10 copies of their album, Omen, to our callers today. And to get one, all you have to do is dial 1-800-996-2848 or 1-800-99-NATIVE and get on air. And now, joining us from Ottawa, Ontario, are Twin Flames, and they are members Chelsea June, who is Métis Algonquin Cree from Ottawa, and Yayi, who is Inuk and Mohawk from Nunavik, and they are a multi-award-winning duo, and most recently received honors at the inaugural Summer Solstice Indigenous Music Awards. I'll start off with congratulating them on their latest honor, and it is my pleasure to have both of them here and welcome them here to Native America Calling. And Chelsea and Yayi, I'll just give you a moment to greet the folks.
Hello, everyone.
Good afternoon. We're just so grateful to have this opportunity to be with you all of this afternoon, and we're super honored to have been invited into this space.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much. Nakokmik, that we say in Inuktitut. Nakokmik.
Thank you both. And so you both have a wonderful story to share today about not only the band, but also the music you make. And why is it important for this kind of music to be going out to especially our Indigenous communities? I'll turn it over to you. Go ahead.
Well, I think it starts with how, being from a small community myself, there was not a whole lot of opportunity. We definitely had talent, but there was not a lot of opportunity. I didn't get into music until very much later in my life, but I have family members that were in bands and I grew up around music. But I think also when you get to have musicians come into communities, that was always a treat as well, because they are the closest thing to Hollywood as some of the very isolated communities or the reserves have. So when we write, and now that we're musicians, we can actually give as much as we can the joy of visiting, and that's what music for us is all about.
Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and give them some of the music. We're going to start with their song Battlefields off of the new album Omen. And again, if you would like to talk directly with Twin Flames, dial in now. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And again, we are sharing copies of the album. To get one, you can join us and get on air. 1-800-996-2848. This is Battlefields.
Put in the time. this life full of deception, which reflection is true?
And this is Battlefields from the group Twin Flames. They're on the line with us today. If you'd like to talk to them directly, give us a ring right now, 1-800-996-2848.
In our minds, thoughts are racing and intertwined. We've all got battlefields in our minds, things we run from and leave behind. We've all
there you have it. Twin Flames here with us today. Our June music makers, both Chelsea and Yayi, are here with us. You can chat with them directly by calling 1-800-996-2848. And Twin Flames, tell us a little bit about what we just heard.
So what you just heard, our song Battlefields, is a song that was in the works for a few years before it actually made it onto an album. It was a song that I was reflecting on one day as I was sitting on my couch and thinking about all the times in my life that I've struggled with my mental health and how many people go through that. You know, Yaya as well, we've met so many people along our journey that have struggled and are struggling with mental health, as well as both having personally lived, harder times. And so I guess in this song, it was kind of like a dialogue. And then at the same time, wanting to make people feel less alone. I think that's one of the hardest things about someone that's struggling with a mental health is feeling so alone in it and feeling embarrassed and not being able to talk about it and which often leads to people not being able to reach out on time to get the help that's needed. And so that was kind of where the inspiration for this song came. And adding Inuktitut in as well was really important to us because in the Arctic of Canada, Inuit face the highest amount of suicides per capita throughout the entire world. And so it is something that is deeply, deeply affecting Inuit, and it's heartbreaking.
And you both bring your music directly to youth with some of the work that you do, and even showing inspiration through the music and showing, you know, a lot of pride in who you are as an Indigenous person. And so I think when we extend things to our youth, that also opens up some really important doors too. And we'll get deeper into that here as we focus more on the work of Twin Flames. Their latest album is called Omen, and there are many songs that are talking about life, our life, and also our survival. If you would like to talk with them directly, give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is a number. And if you flipped on the radio today and heard your own tribal language being spoken, and you're hearing it put to this great music, and you want to share something, we sure hope you will dial in. 1-800-996-2848 is a number, and we'll hear more music off of this new album. But as we continue to hear from Twin Flames, you know, what are some of the things that you turn to music for? Is it something that helps you heal? Is it something that gives you inspiration? Is it all of that and more? I sure hope you'll call in and tell me about it. All you got to do to join us is dial 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And Twin Flames has graciously provided 10 CDs to share with you, the listener. To get one, all you got to do is dial in, call 1-800-996-2848 is the number, and share your thoughts on air or ask your questions too. And musicians, if you're out there too and you want to talk tech, go ahead, give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And the first song that we heard was Battlefields. And if you just want to share some thoughts on what that song opened up for you, we sure hope you'll dial in now. We'll keep the phone lines open and look forward to adding your voice to the conversation today. The number one more time is 1-800-996-2848. The narrative on the Battle of Greasy Grass remains a debate to this day, 145 years after the clash on the banks of the Little Bighorn River. It was a victory for the Lakota, Cheyenne, and Arapaho against the U.S. Army's 7th Cavalry. We'll hear the Native side of the story on the next Native America Calling.
Support by Roswell Park, who know tribal communities face persistent challenges in health equity, such as cancer and higher death rates. The Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center is dedicated to advancing cancer research that will lead to translatable science, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous populations worldwide. Are you at high risk for cancer? A no-charge online assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
For joining us here today, I'm Tara Gatewood from Mesota Pueblo, and we are talking with Twin Flames. They are our June music makers. And you know what? Let's hear what you're thinking about this music we're sharing with you today. We're going to go to Santa Fe, New Mexico. On the line with us is Rachel, who is tuned in to KUNM. Rachel, thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're on air.
Hi there. I wanted to thank you for your beautiful words. I appreciated that first song, and it just really touched me that you are speaking to us with some of the issues that we do have to face with daily. And I wanted to thank you very much for your talent and for the beautiful words and your music. Thank you so much.
Rachel, thanks for reaching out. And Twin Flames, anything you want to tell Rachel?
Thank you so much. It's so beautiful to know that we can connect through words and that, you know, we can connect through music. And so thank you for reaching out to us today. That means so much to us both.
Yeah, Nakormik, you know, music does bridge that gap no matter where you are. And, you know, we all have a soundtrack to life. And unfortunately, sometimes life is never always easy. And but listening to a great tune often ends up making us feel a little bit better. So thank you for that, Rachel.
Rachel, thanks for your call there out of Santa Fe, New Mexico. Join us too at 1-800-996-2848. And don't be shy. You can ask your questions. We look forward to hearing what you're wondering, hearing these great musicians today. Again, the number to join us is 1-800-996-2848. And let's take another call. We got Maureen in Albuquerque, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Maureen, thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're on air.
Oh, good afternoon. I just called to express my really deep gratitude to Twin Flames. I just heard one song and I was really moved. I set my alarm to be able to catch the show today because I had a hunch, and I'm a musician as well. And your music is giving us a refuge, a place of peace and healing. And I really appreciate it. And I can't wait to hear more of your music.
Thank you, Maureen. And so there we go, our musicians. And you both are also inspiring our young nations to also turn to music. And share a little bit about that work and how, you know, it also weaves into what we're hearing today.
Well, it's been a huge passion for Yayi and I to try and give back to our communities, but to also try and inspire our youth to dream. You know, I know for myself as a I could have known that music was a career or could be a career, and that it could also help other people through difficult times just as much as it's helped me. And so I think when we finally started grasping on this circle of healing, how we could put out, you know, music that helps people, but in turn it helps us to process our emotions and lives, it's been really beautiful to see. And we kind of got thrown into the workshops accidentally. We were on tour up in the Arctic in Nunavik, and a school teacher asked if we would be willing to come in and chat with the youth in the schools, because they loved listening to our music. And so I'll never forget that day, because that was the day that I think both Yayi and I looked at each other and said, this is something we have to do a whole lot more of. Just getting into that school and speaking about our personal stories and our journeys, I think that those children were able to see themselves and a representation of themselves and where they come from, especially for Yayi's side of things.
Yeah, and then I want to thank again Maureen for your kind words, and to encourage you as well to continue on this musical journey, because music is healing. And you know, that's just the exact thing that I was talking about earlier, when I was a young boy and we had an artist group. They were more of a visual arts group, but they were singing and drum dancing to traditional tunes. But it was a display of amazing art. And it was from Greenland, from our cousins across seas. And to be able to have that and to be able to see that, you know, there wasn't enough of it. And obviously funding is a huge, huge matter. And I know that these days there's a lot more happening for the schools, but it also goes right up to our elderly. You know, we do everything from going into homes for the mentally impaired and also the physically impaired. And we've gone into elders' homes and recently as well, because we do everything virtual these days. We were even playing to the elderly community with a phone line that for us seemed so vintage and yet very modern. So that was truly something, because everybody needs to listen to music, not just the ones that are able to come to our shows, not just the ones that have access to the internet and listen to Spotify and stuff like that, but people that don't necessarily have the means to do any of that. So it's very important that we get to do all of that no matter where we go.
Yeah, and it's been really important for us to connect with not only Indigenous youth, but non-Indigenous youth as well. So we do a lot of work with the Catholic school boards and many different school boards within Canada. And that's been really important work as far as reconciliation. And changing the future generation's outlook on Indigenous peoples here in Canada and the histories that are not always spoken about. And so we do all of that through concerts, and we try to make it really accessible. And it's never about blame or anger. It's always about sharing and being together in unity and inspiring the youth to care a lot more about what has happened and how they can play a role in ensuring that Canada's future is better than the past.
And figuring out ways to move forward is really important, and commend you both for that work that you're doing. We got another caller on the line. We're going to say hi to Edward, who is in Newtown, North Dakota, tuned in on KMHA. Edward, thanks for giving us a ring. You're on air.
Oh, hey there. How's it going?
Doing good.
Hello? Good. Hi. I got a question. Is there any tours coming out here pretty soon?
Okay, Edward, thanks for asking. Twin Flames, any thoughts about getting back on stage and getting the music out there?
Well, you know what? We just played our very first show on the weekend, last weekend, in person since October. And it was something. And we were actually supposed to play again the following Monday at a drive-in, but we had tornado warnings, so we couldn't do that. So we're just starting to get our feet back wet into the Canadian stages, but obviously knowing that the U.S. is a lot more further advanced into being open. You know, we even before the pandemic, we love to tour in the States. So hopefully one of these days, very soon, we get to come to North Dakota. Or even down to New Mexico, or all of the Indigenous reserves straight across the U.S. Or Turtle Island, or the lower parts, and so we're hoping
that would be such a dream come true.
Well,
I mean,
we're
been like. We've been like little kids peering over the fence from Canada to the U.S. and seeing musicians get back to work a lot quicker than we have over here. But we can't wait. It's really, really our bucket list and our dream to get to tour a whole lot more in the United States.
Well,
thanks so much.
And
Edward,
thanks for your call. We now go to Aaron in Albuquerque, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Aaron, thanks for reaching out. You're on air.
Thank you. Yes, I would just like to say that your music is very beautiful and very calming. And I think it's the type of music that that we all need after coming through this past year of pandemic and so many other things that have happened. So I encourage you to keep making music. And I hope that your music can be brought to a wider arena so that everybody could get the benefits of it. Thank you.
Aaron, great to hear from you. And you know what? We keep talking about this music, so let's give you some more. We're going to go ahead and go to another one off of the album Omen by Twin Flames, who are on the line today. Chelsea and Yagi are here sharing their story. So let's get to it. We're going to go ahead and welcome in the song Grace 2 by Twin Flames.
He said, I'm fabulously rich. Come on, let's go. She kind of bit her lip. Geez, I don't know. But I can guarantee there'll be no knock on the door. I'm a total. Come from downtown. Hey, hey!
And there you have it. More Twin Flames. Talk to them directly by calling in. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. We look forward to hearing from you. Go ahead and dial now. The number one more time is 1-800-996-2848. Dial in. Tell them what you think of this album. Tell them what you think of this song, Grace 2, which we're hearing right now. Let's get back to it right here on our June Music Maker.
Our heart to indoors when the appearance of conflict meets the appearance of force. But I can guarantee there'll be no knock on the door.
Grace 2 by Twin Flames. And I definitely want people to hear the story behind this one. Twin Flames, tell us a little bit about Grace 2.
You want to tell it? Well, okay. So that was a cover of a well-known Canadian band. Unfortunately, the lead singer is no longer with us today. It's a band called Tragically Hip, the Tragically Hip, and Gord Downie was the fellow that has had put Canada onto the spotlight of not doing enough for the Indigenous communities, and putting the story out there about how residential schools have really hurt our communities right up until today. And that was with the Chani Winjack story. And so now at the beginning or at the top of the hour when the news went on, you know, you were talking about starting to see a lot more come up from the residential schools. You know, unfortunately, we are still there. And obviously, there's a lot more to learn from this. But when we got asked to be a part of the Legacy Project, which Gord Downie had founded, it was to raise awareness and raise money for the Chani Winjack Fund. And so what they wanted us to do, and they had I would say another dozen other musicians, well-known musicians from across Canada, and they each asked us to sing two songs. And for us, they wanted us to sing one of our other songs, Porch Light, which is from our debut Twin Flames album. It was a song about missing a murdered Indigenous woman. And so they wanted us to sing that, and we had to choose another song. Turns out the song that we had chosen right up until the last minute when we were on the road had been chosen already, so we had to choose something on the way.
Yeah, but I'm going to add to that. The other song that we had to choose was had to be a cover song by the Tragically Hip or by Gord Downie. And so we had to kind of narrow down what it was going to be. And we had rehearsed it a whole bunch. And on our drive to the theater, to the concert that night, it was about a five-hour drive. We got an email saying that song had already been chosen by a really famous Canadian musician named Tom Wilson. And so Yai and I had to really think quickly of what we were going to do. And so we just, you know, Google searched the Tragically Hip's top most popular songs, because neither of us really grew up with the hip music. I kind of missed that generation, and Yayi was in a different generation where he was listening to a lot more different music. So when we saw the title Grace 2, it just stood out completely, because we thought about Gord and his legacy and how he did everything with so much grace in the final years of his life, just helping Indigenous voices be heard. And so we decided to listen to it, and it was instant. And we felt over and over that this song has been such a gift to us. It's been magic. It was part of CBC's Tall Boys, which is a TV production, television show here in Canada. It was really cool seeing our song up on a TV show. And we also just recently won for Music in the Arts at the inaugural Summer Solstice Indigenous Music Awards this past weekend.
And it livened us up today. I think it's always exciting when we let the music out and, you know, take it out into our listening audience, and then to hear back what people are thinking and what they're vibing to. We'll hear more of that coming up after the break. Your call is also important. And if you want to join us, dial now. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. You can talk directly with Chelsea and Yayi of Twin Flames. We'll keep the phone lines open. Again, you can dial 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. Go ahead, give us a ring.
Support by the Sioux Trading Post, whose special selection of dried herbs are chosen for superior quality, and many sage, sweetgrass braids, and red willow bark and cedar are wild-crafted. All available at SiouxTrading.com. Wopila. This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination provided by the Johns Hopkins Center for American Indian Health, which supports this show. Vaccines are now available for everyone 12 and up. Talk with your provider today about protecting your children and family from COVID-19.
You are listening to Native America Calling. It is our June Music Maker. It's that time of month where we sit down with some musicians and get into their music, learn more about their story, and just how much music means to them. And if this music is meaning a lot to you today, we sure hope you'll dial in. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And Chelsea June is here with us, also Yayi from the group, and they're ready for your call too. So let's go ahead and go to our phone lines. We have Gerald, who is in New Braunfels, Texas, tuned in online. Gerald, thanks for reaching out. Go ahead, you are connected to Twin Flames.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to show your presenters here from Twin Flames. This is a very special treat for me. Every day I listen to the program, and it's like opening up a Christmas present. I don't know what's going to be there, but this is beautiful. it's a very telling a story that I need to get more information about your group, because it's very inspirational. It's a window into the culture, and I can't thank you enough. It's just beautiful. Thank you.
Anthony, thank you for reaching out there in Texas. Also on the line too, or Gerald, thank you for reaching out there in Texas. And now we go to Anthony, who is in Albuquerque, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Anthony, thanks for reaching out. You're on air. Hey, Anthony. All right, give us a call. And again, if you'd like to join us, 1-800-996-2848 is the number. Got a handful of CDs left. And Twin Flames, anything you want to tell our last caller out of Texas, Gerald?
Well, thank you so much, Gerald. That means so much to both of us. We're always so excited when people like what they hear. I mean, as musicians, all we can ever hope is to put out something that's truthful and that's honest to our experience, and hope that it resonates with other people. And so we really appreciate your comments. If you did want to learn more about us, you can visit our website, which is www.twinflamesmusic.com. We have links to all our socials. Our music is available everywhere. And so we really invite you to check it out and to poke around. We've got lots of stuff, biographies. And
only after the show, though.
Different things, yeah. Different things that we've been up to in the past 7 years of being in this industry. So Chimigwich, which is thank you in Algonquin.
Thank you again to Aaron from before that, just before we went into Grace, to Your comments were greatly, greatly appreciated.
Thank you for that. And so something that is also out there is a wonderful video for one of the songs on the album, Giants. And it features some really fun imagery. And definitely tell people where they can see that and anything you want to share about putting that song to video.
Well, you know, that song was a really important song for Yaya and I to share, especially during the past year that everyone has been forced to live. And so it was a bit of a challenge trying to make a music video during a global pandemic, especially when we weren't allowed to get together with anybody. And so we had to come up with a really cool concept in order to share the story of this song in a way that could still resonate with people. And so we worked with this amazing graphic artist out of Mexico, and she did
Guatemala.
Mexico. Okay. And she did an amazing job of doing all the graphic design for the video. And then we did that in partnership with our videographer, Matt at Silver Fusion. And so the concept was to go from real life into almost like a photo collage of our dream worlds. And so merging in between the real life and the dream world, and kind of the present life and the afterlife. And so we're really happy with how it came together. And yeah, it was really fun, especially all these months of living in pajamas, to get dressed up like a princess and sit at a grand piano. I won't lie.
Pajamas.
We'll all look back and talk about that time we lived in pajamas. Maybe I'm wearing mine now. Who knows? Join us right now by dialing in 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And you know what? Let's give him some more music. We have one coming up. This is Who I Am. And Twin Flames, tell us a little bit about it before we let it loose.
All right. This is an interesting one because our first two albums didn't really have a love song. A story of how Chelsea and I met. And often people would ask, why don't you have any love songs? So that is an ode to all of those questions. And I think it was just because of how we met. It seemed like our voices met before we did, around a fire. And that's what it kind of talks about. And you know, wondering when we parted, regardless of where we were in our lives, if ever either of us were thinking of each other. And I think that's what kind of that song is about and how it made us feel in that moment leading up to the second time where we met for the rest of our lives.
And let's hear this story unfold. This is Who I Am by Twin Flames.
Cursed with all the confidence, living for the compliments, all the drinking and the pain that I had. Up there on the stage, I was hiding behind all the words and all the memories. Do you ever think about who I was, who I am now? Do you ever wonder how I long for you?
Somehow I lost myself. running and searching for a safer place. But in magic I believe, there was more than I could see. And I held on to the thought of you, what life could be. Do you ever think about who I was, who I am now? Do you ever wonder how I long for you then and now? Do you ever think about from the day the nights you help me see what it means to me?
Seems like it was just yesterday, sitting around that fire. I didn't know who you were, what my soul desired.
My heart was beating so fast, maybe I was just a little shy. And all I knew was I wanted you in my life.
Do you ever think about who I was, who I am now? Do you ever wonder how
have it, one from Twin Flames. Go ahead and join us by sharing some time with us. Dial in or even send us a tweet at 1-800-99-NATIVE. We're going to say hi to Burnett in Gallup, New Mexico, tuned in on KGLP. Thanks for giving us a ring. You're on air.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Thanks for sharing your tunes with us. And I was wondering if the second set, unfortunately, you said one of the musicians said that she's no longer in the band, but what a set of voice, a voice that can be, I can hear all the way from Canada to New Mexico on the Navajo Res. So is there any more on your CD of her?
And actually, Burnett, who we have on the line, Chelsea, she's a part of the group and she's been with them. They did tell a story about another band, but I'll turn it to Twin Flames. Anything you want to tell Burnett?
Yeah. Hi, Burnett. The voice you heard is mine. So thank you for that. My name is Chelsea and I'm part of Yayi and I are a husband and wife duo, and so all the vocals that you hear are myself and Yayi singing. The song that you're referring to is a cover song that we did, so which means it's a song that we took from another band who we really admired, and their lead singer passed away. So we kind of created that song in honor of, or redid that song in honor of him, his legacy and his life.
Thank you for that. And I got another caller. So let's go ahead and say hi to Anthony, who is in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tuned in on KUNM. Anthony, thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're on air.
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon, y'all.
Hello.
I'm going to say, you know, music has been going on since the time of we've been around, and a way of communication, you know. And I heard about the lady speaking earlier. How, you know, it just brings you out of sadness. And, you know, it puts a smile every time you hear music. Every time I get sad and all that, I turn to my music. Music just makes me happy, makes a lot of people happy. But I also wanted to ask you, where'd you, your husband get his name, and what does it mean, and who named him? That's a very unique name, and I love it, man.
Thank you, Anthony. Go ahead, Yagi.
All right, Anthony. The name I have is actually derived from the word or name, English name, George. Inuit were notorious for not being able to say any Western words, so they kind of made things up. And whether from description or just trying to get as close as the word as they could. I don't know how George got into Yayi, but it is what it is. Actually, my legal name is Sunchild. I was born on a Sunday, on a cloudless day, and every day that I have my birthday, it's actually on the 12th of June. Both of us are, so being invited to this June edition of music, we feel like this is a present for us as well. So thank you for your question. But
I think you need to talk about namesakes a bit.
Namesakes, yes. I was actually named after the George before me, who was accidentally passed away in a hunting accident. My grandparents had lost him, and they ended up adopting him. And that's on my Inuk side, on my Eskimo side. So they kind of ended up having me replace him. I tried my best. Those were big boots to fill, but so that's where namesake comes from.
Thank you for asking too, Anthony, and also appreciate the language in the songs too. And Twin Flames, we got to start wrapping things up, of course, again, where people can connect with you. And a quick final comment.
Well, thank you again, Native America Calling, for having us today. It's been a huge honor to be here with you all. And thank you to all the callers. We super appreciate all of you. To find out more about us, you can visit us at www.twinflamesmusic.com. You can even just type in Twin Flames Music into Google. A bunch of our stuff will hopefully pop up there. We have links to all our socials. We have a pretty cool YouTube channel with a ton of videos, music videos also that depict the Arctic. So if you're interested in knowing what the Arctic of Canada and one of the beautiful, many beautiful communities up there, we have that. We have mini documentaries as well. So we invite you to check us out. Our music is available everywhere. So Spotify, iTunes, Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just expressing that if there are any other Eskimos listening to this awesome radio station, I was saying thank you for tuning in.
Thank you both so much, Twin Flames, Chelsea June, and Yayi. That's going to wrap up our June Music Maker. Thank you for sharing your album, Omen, with us. And tomorrow, we're inviting you back. We're going to jump into a discussion about the Battle of Greasy Grass. I'm Tara Gatewood.
Support by Western Governors University, an online university for working adults and underserved populations. At WGU, students apply what they already know, learn at their own pace, and graduate sooner with little or no debt. With bachelor's and master's degree programs in four fields: business,
IT, teaching, and health professions, including nursing. Information and application at wgu.edu/degrees.
Ah, Chesh Spukani. Many people look up to you. Set an example with regular visits to your healthcare provider. Contact your local Indian healthcare provider for more information. Visit healthcare.gov or call 1-800-318-2596. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico, by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service. Music is by Brent Michael Davis. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.